The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
It's a good day to have Pastor Bert Wimberly in the house. Gates of the City, Kerrville, Texas, 35 years of ministry in the same place. That's a lot of soil preparation. It's a lot of soil preparation, a lot of faithfulness. And God honors that. I promise you, He honors that. And we're honored to have Him here today. Imparting the word, and it is good soil. It is good soil, but it's a timely word. It's a word in season. It's a word that's going to produce a harvest, and that harvest is going to advance the kingdom in this region. Amen? And so I introduce Pastor Bert Wimberly. Thank you for being here, Pastor Bert.
Awesome. Again, I just want to, I don't know, I feel real emotional, but I just really, I can't tell you how grateful that I am that you trust me to speak in the pulpit here. I don't take it lightly. Amen. Jim, what you said earlier was really good, and you need to take heart how what we taught last night really happens. He comes immediately to steal the word that's been sown in our hearts, and in those different soils there's situations that happen to people at different levels of their faith. We just can't hear something and not apply it when the stuff comes, because stuff comes. You know, he's sharing something that happened this morning, right? Well, how many have had something happen in the morning before church? I've been pastoring for 35 years. There's probably more mornings that something didn't happen than something did happen, because there's always just stuff stirred up, you know? So the other night, I ministered on the perfect peace, and they put me up at the Best Western Hotel, really nice hotel. I mean, I was saying that before this night, and it was the second night that I was in the hotel, and I was about to fall off to sleep, and it was about 11:30, and I hear this bam, and it was somebody checked into the room next to me at 11:30, and it was, you know, after the rest of the night and the next morning and all of that, it was a husband and a wife and two small kids. Everybody say, I love children. Right? Love children. And I'm not a complainer, and I travel with a little device that sounds like the ocean, and I had it turned all the way up, right? And I love to go to sleep with that thing. But these children and those doors and the walls and the banging was above my ocean. And I'm laying there, and about 2 o'clock, I think the kids went to sleep, you know? I mean, how many of you have taken your children somewhere and they're excited, they're jumping on the beds, I mean, that, you know, and but this was to another level. It was just another level of child noise. I love children. I mean, I love the noise. They don't bother me anyway, but this night they bothered me. But it was because, now hear this out, it's not the hotel. I was telling somebody, I think I told all you guys, that's a really nice hotel, really nice. And I was telling them that before that night. Not the hotel's fault. That family and those children checked into that room because the devil was after me.
Yeah, come on.
So I'm going to call the office and blame it on them. Good. I could, you know, I've been in some tussles before, and I could go knock on the door next door and just take whatever I get, you know. I mean, I'm not afraid of that, just in the natural. Or I can pray in the Spirit and listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
And I finally went to sleep. Seems like all's well. I set my alarm for a certain time to get to wake up, and I woke up 45 minutes earlier to the bang of that same door. And these children, for the next 2.5 hours, were screaming. You know, not solid, but it was screaming, having fun. If you've ever been to the Best Western, they got an indoor heated pool there, okay? And it opens at 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock, the whole family was in the pool. And the whole hotel could hear, because I could hear those children almost as strong in the pool, which is real close to my room, as I did next door. And so you have to pray in the Spirit, right? Because what I'm going to talk to you about today, what I told you that night, people are not the enemy.
That's right.
They're not.
That's right.
And yet, we've been programmed in our society, especially in this country, in our society, we've been programmed that we have rights. But what I've come to realize is, how much do I want the blessing of God in my life? Getting angry with people that it's not even their fault because of losing a few hours of sleep? Oh, man, somebody paid good money for this. All kinds of excuses. You can give me them all. Talk to the hand. Know it, done it. I mean, got t-shirt and shorts and shoes that have it written on there. Been there, done it. But when you overcome that, and I called the office at about, I think Monty was picking me up at 9 maybe or something. And I called him about 15 minutes before he picked me up. And I said, look, I told him my story. I said, I realize it's not your fault. I love children, and I'm not a complainer, and so I'm not complaining. And the woman tried to, like, take, you know, we'll give you the night. No. I said, you know, and I'm telling you, they offered to pay for that night of the room, and I'll pay for it, okay? I'll pay for the room. But I told them, no, that's not what I'm calling you about. All I want to know is that family that's next door to me, are they staying another night? And the lady goes, no. I said, you know what? That's all I needed to know. I said, this is a great hotel. I appreciate you, you know, and all that. Because God just takes care if you'll do it his way.
Amen.
He just does. You don't have to be, you don't have to return ugly for, you know, ugly stuff happening to you. You know? If you've not noticed, the world doesn't center around you or me. It centers around him.
Amen.
And his will and his word and his way of thinking. So, Jim, I appreciate you sharing that, because he kind of, I think he even quoted a couple of different scriptures that I'm reading this morning. So that worked out really good.
Amen.
Amen. So, I've preached this word one time, last Sunday. And I had no idea God wanted me to do that. Last night in worship, I heard the Lord say, I want you to preach that word.
Amen.
Oh, okay, but yeah, so I'm doing it.
Amen. Amen.
Before I say that, how good is this worship team?
Oh.
Huh? I mean, these guys are great.
Amen.
You're doing a great job.
Amen.
Really great job.
Yes.
I mean, great. Amen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What are we doing? All right. So, I've got something that I'm going to pray over the whole congregation at the end of the service. Just right at the end, I'm going to pray. I've got something I want to say after I preach this message. But at the end of this message, I have one scripture that will liberate your life in regards to what we're talking about today. One scripture. And it literally will empower you, I believe, because God gave it to me this way. It will empower you to overcome anything that you face in life. Anything that you face. The title of this message is simply, Truly Thankful. Truly thankful. You and I being truly thankful. And to be truly thankful, you have to know that your battle is not flesh and blood. So, what is flesh and blood? I want to hear a couple of answers. What is flesh and blood? People. People. Right. Yeah. People. Flesh and blood is people. And to really live a life of thankfulness, you can't be moved by people. You can't. If you were on a deserted island somewhere and there was nobody else around, you would probably find something to get stressed out about, but it wouldn't be people. But 99% of most people's issues in life have to do with what comes through people. Well, the deal is that every single person on the planet, every single one, saved and unsaved, were created in the image of God. So what does that constitute with people? They're all His children. Every human being. In 1 Peter 2 says, what pleases Jesus our Savior is that all men and women are saved and everybody comes to the knowledge of the truth. That's what pleases God. Above everything else, that everybody be saved and everybody come to the knowledge of the truth. How many know that hell's a real place? It is a real place, but it wasn't created for people. And if people go there, it's their choice. That's why we've got to be equipped with things that I've been teaching you in the last 3 days, things you hear taught in your church from your pastors and others, things that are taught here, the word that goes forth, it's equipping you to be in a position to not be moved by people, but be open to see people saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And to do that, you have to pray for people. Amen. So, more than likely, because I looked out my room, looked at the pool, and I saw the little boy, and he was about this big, you know. And, you know, the world would probably diagnose him as ADD on steroids. That's what people would probably diagnose him at. Well, in my list of people that I pray for, and it's an honor and a privilege to pray for you, I pray for all of you every single day, and I don't miss. Why do I say that? Like, I want you to think something about. No, I just want you to know, right? Your pastors pray for you. People in the body here pray for one another. But just know somebody from the outside. Well, I'm kind of on the inside, on the outside, you know. But I'm here. I'm a part of you. But I pray for you every day with a passion, you know. And then when you come and you see people, I mean, y'all's children up here in worship, you know, all of you guys in worship, and you know, I'm watching. Well, I pray for you guys every day. I'm a part of people's. Listen, you gotta say this right. Nobody gets credit for anything. It's all because of Him. I promise you. You think you did something to see someone else saved or born again? When you think it's you, you're wrong. You played a part in following through with what He wants you to do because of what He's already done, right? But it's a privilege to be a part. So when I see your children up here, they weren't always up here and doing the things that they're doing, and they are today, you know? And I just say this. In my family, when I got saved, is it okay if I walk over here?
Yes. Or,
yeah, okay. No. In my family, when I got saved, nobody was saved. I mean, that I know of. I know I had a grandmother that prayed. I don't know that she was born again, but she prayed, right? And so when I got saved, nobody was saved. And we had bloodlines of the Wimberleys and the Allens that I was associated with, that there was some not good stuff in the past, you know? But today, all my family's saved. All their children are saved. Can you say amen to that, right? And see, it was all because of me. No, I mean, how stupid is that? It's because of what Jesus did. But the two of you, your children, will do things again to start doing, right? And their children, and it's not going to stop.
Amen.
It's not stopping. The generation stopping, like the parents get it and then the children don't get it. No, that's over with in the name of Jesus. Because a lot of generations it was like that. Not anymore. Our children are taking it to the next level in the name of Jesus. All of us. I'm just thinking about you all earlier when I saw you on the platform. What a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing. And I'm so privileged to be a part of that, right? So in this message, and I'm going to read two passages, and then I have that one scripture that's the key. This one scripture is the key. And I want to read in the New Living Translation, and a couple of these verses I think I read on Friday night, but I read them in different translations. But I'm going to read Philippians 4 through 9 in the New Living Translation. And it says this: always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming. So we're on a fast track, but not fast. We're on a fast track to Jesus returning. Heaven's a real place, and he's coming back. Can you say amen to that? I mean, how all that's going to happen, you can argue about that to the end of the time. But what you want is you want to be developing faith here with the expectation he's coming. I'm going to say it again. He's coming back. Amen. He is coming back. I don't care what anybody says. But the Bible says he doesn't even know when he's coming back. Father does. So if he doesn't know, I need to be spending time about here, not when that's going to happen, with an expectation that it's happening. Did he tell us? He said, don't worry about anything. Remember the Lord is coming soon. So be living your life rejoicing and doing what you need to do. But the Lord's coming soon. That means some of that flesh and blood that the devil wants you all mad at all the time, right? He wants you mad at that all the time. He wants you mad at people all the time instead of praying for them and believing for them. It's hard to do. It's hard. If it was easy, everybody'd do it. But it's hard to do. I don't think I finished what I was saying a minute ago. I'm praying for that little kid. Don't know his name, but he's not going to be labeled what the world wants to label kids that are active. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Whatever it is, I'm praying for that little kid. I don't know his name, don't know his family, don't know anything about him, but he's on my list as the kid at the pool. I didn't label it as the kid that messed up my sleeve. No, just the kid at the pool,
amen,
praying for him. Can you do that? I'm saying, I know I can. I'm asking, can you do things like that when you don't even know someone's name? I'll remember that kid from here on.
Amen.
And in heaven, we'll talk.
Amen.
I mean, a good talk, you know. Yeah. Okay, here we go. I got to get out of it. All right. He said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. There you go. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him. Everybody say, thank him.
Thank him.
We're talking about being truly thankful. He said, thank him for all that he has done. You keep your eyes focused on what he's done for you. And you say, well, you know, I can't think of anything right now. You're breathing. Thank him for it. Get your eyes on everything that you can be thankful for. Maybe some of you shouldn't even be here. Thank you. Thank him that you're alive today. Had it not been for God or somebody that was praying for you or ministered to you, maybe you wouldn't even be here sitting here today. Thank God for it. He said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all that he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, listen to these last couple of verses. He said, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. I'll just tell you this. The more you start thinking that way, the more you'll think that way. But if you're just waiting for some magnificent thing to happen and then you'll thank God for it, no, it's not going to happen. Devil makes sure. See, he's defeated, but he has the ability to manipulate your life so that you find yourself in the wrong place all the time. I declare today that you and I, we're in the right place at the right time. Always. Why? Because we hear the voice of God. Because we're meditating on how great God is. Now, and I'm telling you, if you've never done that, you got to start with breathing. Most people never thought about the breath they take, all the breaths every day that they take. Those breaths come from God. He is the source of life. Thank him for it. Find a place to thank God and get your eyes off of all the other things and people so that when you're in a hotel and some kid wakes you up at 1 o'clock in the morning, you have the peace to deal with it. You still have to deal with it. You still have to bring your thoughts. I mean, I'm telling you, I had some thoughts. We're not accountable for our thoughts, what we do with our thoughts. And when you got the peace of God in place inside of you because you're putting off, putting on, meditating, renewing your mind day by day by day, now you're in position to handle when it comes. Like Jim talking about this morning. He handled it. And you know what? The devil tried to say, yeah, but you shouldn't have done it anyway. You shouldn't even have those thoughts. That's a lie. The Bible says thoughts come to everybody. And don't think, you know, Pastor, pray for me that I never have another bad thought. Okay. Die. Right? I mean, that you're going to have to die to never ever have a bad thought or an angry thought or a this thought, that thought. You're not held accountable for those, but what are you going to do with them? And if you're putting off, putting on a daily basis, you're going to have something to deal with those thoughts when they come. He said, think about things that are excellent, worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice. Keep putting in. Back up. I was at fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me. And everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Wow. You know, Monty, What blesses me is that I can stand up here and say, as the Apostle Paul did, people say, well, you're comparing yourself to the Apostle Paul. No, I'm comparing myself to Jesus, yes. Right? Apostle Paul is just like you and me. We honor him. We thank God for him writing 2/3 of the New Testament. But listen, his actions and the things he did, they've inspired me to do the same thing. Yes. And I am so grateful that I can stand up here today and tell you that the things that I'm telling you, they work in me. They work. Not perfectly, right? I'm not perfect in it. I'm striving for perfection in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can say that I have continued to practice, to meditate on the good things, the pure things, not give in to the things like Little kids screaming, you know what I'm saying? Whatever that's just an example. There's all kinds of things. And it's going to come through flesh and blood, and they're not your problem. People are not your problem. I always say this and preface this. If you're in some kind of a situation where you're being hurt by somebody, physically, mentally, emotionally, those kind of things, something illegal or dishonest or whatever that's going on, that's a totally different situation than just the normal issues of life that go on. Things that we don't want to deal with. They're too mean to us. You know, you work at a job and people are being mean. You know, I think I said this Friday, you know, switching jobs, you're going to find their cousin at the next job, right? You've got to stand up to that thing and be the one that's going to practice the truths of God's word, right? You're going to have to be the one that takes it for a while the way Jesus took all the sin and all the junk on himself so we could be liberated. Sometimes you got to lay it down for other people for a season, led by the Spirit of God, so that not only do you overcome and you're better in the next situation you face, but they get free too. Amen. That's how this whole thing works. That's the way Jesus set this whole thing up. He has to have you and I. You know, the Bible says that we are joint heirs. We're in an LLC with God himself, right? We're joint heirs, equal partners with not the deity of God, the anointing of God. Amen. Jesus the Christ, the anointed one. And that anointing, he wants us to carry out the same way that Jesus did. What would Jesus have done in the hotel the other night? I got to believe just what I did, you know? I don't know, just something emotional about that because this works. And you don't have to be like your old self because something that you deserve to be ugly about arose. Yeah, I could have. And just come up here and preach the word and lied to you and didn't tell you how ugly I was to the whole hotel. And then, you know, Monty gets a letter from him. He said, well, you know, that guy was stayed there, but he sure was ugly to us. That happens. Happens all the time. I can't tell you the people. I'll just tell you this little quick story. I think it was with my, I don't know who it was. I think it was my Hilton Honors app, and I was calling them, and somebody had hacked my account or something. And so I get this person on the other line, and they're probably from India or somewhere, you know, and I couldn't understand them. I'm not saying that like, you know, I'm not a prejudiced person. I'm just saying I could not understand them, and I kept saying this to the woman. I can't understand you. Can you give me somebody else that I can understand, right? And she wouldn't, and she didn't, and, you know, and I mean, I got really ugly with her. This was probably 10 years ago. And I got really ugly with this lady. And I slammed my phone, yeah, my landline phone. I turned, or cut her off, you know. And I mean, I like an audible voice, I could hear the Holy Spirit. Well, that was good. Yeah, that was really good. You know? And he always reminds me, you remember all the people that you preach to and you teach them things like this right here? I mean, I was ticked. But get this. I repented to God. I prayed in the Holy Ghost. I called that number back and I got that woman. That never happens. And I called back to repent. And I repented, and the lady understood what I was saying when I was repenting, you know. She acted like she didn't understand when I needed somebody else, but it didn't matter. But I repented to that lady. And the reason I remember that story is from that day on, I became convinced I don't like doing that. I don't want to go repent. I hate it. I mean, I hate doing it, having to do that, but you have to do it till you learn to shut it down before it happens. Amen. And when you got the peace of God because you've put off and put on a daily basis, and it's there, then that fights for you. It says it stands guard over your heart and your mind so that we can be this way, giving thanks to God, thanking Him for all He's done, not meditating on the things that are going wrong. Can you say amen to that?
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. Tomorrow brings, with each morning I'll rise and sing.